93.7 The River, River City's new classic rock, Dog and Joe Show. There goes Journey, Wheel in the Sky. Coming up, your chance to lick us and win. But on the phone right now, we have producer Dana. She has this young woman on the phone. Her name is Maddie Gruber, and she's talking to her right now. Dana, she's ready? So we're going to go to Maddie Gruber. Maddie Gruber, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So
who's Maddie Gruber?
Maddie Gruber is the mom of the young lady that got up on stage at the Green Day show Saturday night at the Oakland Coliseum.
Get out. Are you serious?
Before we get to Maddie, I got to set this up so you can hear it too. Yesterday and on Monday, we talked about the Green Day show. And Joe thought it was so cool that Billy Joe brought your daughter up onto stage.
Actually, it was me. I'm 18. I don't have a kid.
Oh, you're Maddie.
Actually you?
Oh, I thought we were talking to your mom.
Oh, you know what? You are awesome. You can rip on a good, I told you, bro.
Well, hold on. We'll get back to that. So you are Maddie. You were the one that was on stage with Billy Joe.
Yes.
Okay. So we're at the show. What song was it, Maddie, that they came out of it that they finished playing?
They were doing Knowledge by Operation Ivy.
Okay. So they're doing this whole song, and then they stop, and Billy Joe says, "Is anyone in the crowd want to come up and play with me?" So we're standing there watching this, and a young lady who we have on the phone right now, she gets on the stage.
And he took like a long time to pick somebody, too.
Yeah, and I want to find out what he was telling you and all that stuff, but he brings her on stage, and she starts rocking out with him. And after the song, Billy Joe tells Maddie on the phone with us, "Keep the guitar." She goes off the stage. So we're talking about it on the radio, Maddie, and I tell Joe, I said, "That's a mole." I said, "That girl is part of the band, and that person travels with them city to city, and Billy Joe acts like he's taking someone from the crowd and giving them an opportunity to get on the stage." And Joe said, "No, it's not. I believe it. It's real." And I said, "It's not real. That's a traveling bandmate."
Because, I don't know if you ever listened to us or not, Maddie, but he believes in nothing. And he has to ruin everything fun for everyone all the time. He always thinks everything is fake. It's a big internet hoax.
Everything is. I've just had 45 years of doing this, Maddie. I know you're young, but the world is nothing but snake oil salesmen. Around every corner, lurking is a trick, is a hoax, is a duping.
That's ridiculous.
It is. Until now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to eat some crow right now, bro.
Hey, if I step in it, you know what? I'll wipe it off the shoe. I'll come out and say, I was wrong, because all over the Facebook yesterday, people were blowing it up going, "Hey, dog, here's the story from the Chico Tribune or Times or whatever the hell."
Oh, really? Did you get in a newspaper, too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so now to you, Maddie. Where are you from? You from Chico?
Yeah, I'm from Chico.
Okay, so you drive down to see the show at the Coliseum. Obviously, you're a big Green Day fan. You play guitar. How did this whole thing go down? Were you legit just in the front row, and he called you up, you raised your hand, he picked you?
Yeah, pretty much. I was surrounded by a bunch of people that ended up pointing at me, and Mike Sturt, the bassist, was, like, kicking at me. And Billy Joe went from side to side of the stage, and he came back, and he's like, "Okay, do you know how to play?" And I was like, "Yes, I know how to play." And then he said, "How many years have you been playing?" And I said, 7. He said, "Okay, get your butt up here."
Okay, and so what was he telling you on stage? Was he telling you, like, what to play or what bridge or what key you were going to play in? Or what were you guys talking about? Because he was whispering in your ear quite a bit.
Yeah, you guys were talking for a minute there.
He just showed me the 3 chords to play, and then he gave me the guitar.
And that was it. And then you started jumping around, rocking your ass off, going crazy.
I mean, you were jamming. You weren't nervous or anything. That was really cool. That's how I knew it was real. You could tell by her reaction. She was ripping, dude. Real cool hair. Your hair's cool, too.
Yeah, what was it, purple?
I think it's green, isn't it?
Is it green?
Yeah, green and blue.
Yeah, okay, green and blue. So you got up there, and you riffed for, like, I don't know, you were up there like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, she was jamming.
Yeah, you were jamming, and you had fun. I could tell you were digging it, and you didn't look nervous.
That's good.
Well, okay.
And, I mean, there's a lot of people there.
I wasn't nervous at all. Yeah, I was actually really, really comfortable.
What was it like standing up there on that stage with those guys doing that, looking out at the sea of people at the Coliseum?
It was just awesome.
Yeah. And you legit, you got to keep the guitar, too. Is that right?
Yeah.
So are you in a band, Maddie?
Kind of. I have my own album out, and I'm currently producing my second album.
Well, you got to send it to us. You got to let us know where we can go to listen to that. Yeah, you shred.
Give us your website or your Facebook page or whatever so people can check you out, because that's pretty damn cool.
Where can we go if we want to see it?
My website is madmusic.bandcamp.com.
.bandcamp.com. I like that. Okay, so people could go there and they could check you out. That's pretty cool. I thought it was all staged and all fixed up. But
I think everything is. You don't believe in anything anymore. I told you real life conquers all.
Well, Maddie Gruber has now showed me that not all things in this world are fake.
What are you going to do with that guitar, Maddie? You going to put that away? You think you'll play that?
Well, currently it's hanging on my wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripping.
And did friends or family get some good shots of you up on stage?
Yeah, my dad got a video.
Cool. Very cool. Well, yeah. Maddie Gruber, I appreciate you taking the time. That's very cool. I didn't think it was real, but lo and behold, it was.
Yeah, thank you for calling us, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
All right. Take care, Maddie. We got to do this now. I didn't think it was real. There she is. I can't believe that still.
I know. I told you it was real, dude.
Yeah, stop.
Time for another exciting edition of Lucas and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, 766-9370, the categories for me today, all things music. Joe?
Even though you're not qualified, you can't even tell when someone's really playing a guitar on stage.
Let it lie. Now, really, Joe's going to beat this into the ground.
Unqualified for his category. I'm going to do animals. All animals, and that includes insects.
All right, if you do lick us, if you can stump us with a question with either of those categories, you'll go see Steve Miller Band, also Peter Frampton, Ironstone Amphitheater. We'll do it next.
Bob and Joe.